Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr, and today I also have my little mini-me, Goldie, here with us, and you may hear her in the background a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm Jenna Selmer, and I actually kicked my dog out, so you will not hear her today. But we run Basecamp, which is an online community of just about 20,000 outdoor industry insiders, and everyone shares jobs, industry contacts, and advice with each other.
We just kicked off our winter photo contest in the group. We do that seasonally. It doesn't matter if you're a professional or a hobbyist, or you just like to take photos when you're driving up to the ski resort or something, you can post up your photo in the group and share your work with all of your peers. The winning photo, which we'll choose at the end of this week, will live in the header of the group all winter. So it's an awesome way to kind of get a little bit of exposure and just create some camaraderie with your fellow photography enthusiasts.
It's actually one of my favorite times because we see the most incredible photos pop up on your Facebook feed all the time. So I love contest season. Mm-hmm. And today we have a really brief but compelling interview with Nikki Smith, who is a longtime industry professional and climber. One of the mentors and creative minds behind a very, very cool initiative from Scarpa. It's called the Athlete Mentorship Initiative, and it's designed to boost and empower athletes from historically marginalized communities by being paired with Scarpa's super dreamy athlete team. And that's athletes from climbing to skiing to backcountry, everything. So it's a very cool interview, and we're really excited to talk about this initiative.
It's so cool to see that kind of initiative in the outdoor industry, just moving towards more equity and representation. And, you know, especially when it's created by athletes representing BIPOC and LGBTQIA+, and the disabled communities, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's really important. First, we have a couple of jobs to talk about.
Yes. The first job today is in Salt Lake City. This is an awesome job with Black Diamond. It's an athlete marketing specialist. So somebody who's going to come in and work directly with the athletes, figure out how to utilize the athletes' talents in terms of content creation or other kind of collaborations to have an impact on the business. So they're looking for someone who has 1 to 3 years of experience, so semi-entry level. And not only will you be working with their current athlete roster, you'll also be scouting for new talent. So that sounds kind of fun because you can probably get out in the field and kind of see, you know, who the big dogs are, seeing who's up and coming. Also, one thing to note is that you will have to measure your success. So you will be seeing, you know, how the athletes are doing, who's having an impact on the business, and then, you know, tailoring your strategy from there. So there are some business aspects to this, but really cool creative elements as well.
I'm actually just going to low-key apply for this job. I have no intention to move to Salt Lake City or do this job, but I just need to apply because it's too cool not to. So just going to throw that out there. Topo Designs also has a position available. It's one of two positions that dropped recently. This one is for Director of Growth, which is pretty fancy. It will be remote upon hire, but they are based in the Front Range of Colorado. And you're going to be a key part of their leadership team, and you're basically going to be growing their digital and their marketing branded online experience. You're really working across the leadership team from branding, sales, operations, finance, everyone, to have a holistic growth strategy that really takes Topo to the next level. And that involves a lot of, as you can imagine, planning and strategy and overseeing a bunch of departments. This is going to be a role for somebody that really likes working with other departments, collaborating, bringing people's ideas together, and taking what you know of the customer's experience and what your folks in-house are doing and really merging them to grow the brand in a way that's going to be really compelling to your existing and new customers.
Awesome. The next position we have is at Ascendigo, which is started as a summer camp for children with autism. This is a job that's in Aspen, like near Aspen in Colorado's Roaring Fork Valley. If you've ever been there, it's absolutely stunning. And they're looking for a curriculum project manager. Now, they're no longer only for children. This company now serves adults with autism and other behavioral needs. And this curriculum project manager would have, excuse me, Goldie, would have a lot to do with, you know, creating the curriculum, understanding their method, and bringing it into the market for partners and employees, and really overseeing kind of the education that's coming through in this program. The salary is starting at $50,000. and is also commensurate with experience. So, you know, that's kind of just where they've pinpointed it starts. But really cool if you have a knowledge of autism from an educational standpoint and want to live somewhere absolutely stunning and utilize, you know, those natural facilities to support your education with autism.
We have another remote position from GoPro. They need a digital production artist. So it's a contract position. You're not going to be a full-time employee at GoPro, but you are going to be working with their team directly. You're basically going to be creating creative assets for the team and, you know, working with all of the digital team there. A line in the application or in the job description that really got to me was, you're into kerning, purposeful sentence breaks, correct spelling, and good grammar. All of those things speak to me. And if that resonates with you, you might be great for this position. They're looking for somebody with about 3 to 5 years, and they would love somebody that has retouching and CGI experience.
All right. Sounds great. The last position we have for you today is at the North Face. This is in Denver, Colorado, and it's a retail planner position. They actually listed the salary on this one, which we were very happy to see because we almost never see salaries on North Face positions. Salary is $60,800 to $91,200. And this person would really be working with all facets of kind of the brick and mortar planning. So merchandising, finance, supply planning, allocations, store operations. You'll be working with all those teams to start to make plans for what and where and how the retail business is moving in the future. I think this is, especially if you're into kind of strategy and analysis and being okay with the unknown, this could be a really interesting position for you, given the timing of COVID and the kind of shifts that we've all had to make and the unknowns that are still in the future of retail. So yeah, cool position with the North Face. This is definitely a senior position. So they're looking for, you know, quite a bit of experience here. You know, at least 2 years work experience in an analytical field also helps to have 2 years of retail or e-commerce experience.
And that's really where we hear so many people saying that they got their start in retail. So that experience will directly serve you in a role like this. So keep that in mind, that time spent in outdoor retail shops is never wasted. You do learn a lot in those environments. All right. So now we're going to go talk to Nikki and learn a little bit more about this initiative for athletes.
Awesome. Let's go.
I'm here with Nikki Smith, a climbing athlete who is involved with the Athlete Mentorship Initiative from Scarpa. Nikki, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit first about yourself and your own experience in the outdoor industry and with climbing.
I started climbing in 1992. And I started working in the outdoor industry about 1999. And I've done a lot of different things, from working from climbing gyms, being a climbing guide. I worked for climbing companies as a buyer and marketing director. And then I've had my own freelance photography, design, and writing business for a while now, too. And then I'm a ambassador athlete for quite a few brands.
99. The industry must have changed quite a bit since then.
It has. I think in a lot of ways for the better, but it's still got a long way to go.
One of the biggest questions our community always has is breaking into the industry. Were you an athlete and you kind of were working at, you know, in retail or something like that? Like, how did you actually get that first position?
I started working at a local climbing gym when I was in college in Salt Lake. And that kind of led to guiding and then more instruction with the gym, and then got in, and then I started a climbing club at the University of Utah and started volunteering for the Access Fund as a regional coordinator for Utah. And there was just a lot of different little things I was doing. I started arranging slideshows for the climbing club and then through the Access Fund as fundraisers, and that got some notice of some companies, and I had to do an internship, and I was able to get in with a company for that. And that just became my career.
That's amazing. It sounds like you grew a network and were open to opportunities as they came.
Yeah. And it was very disjointed in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a lot of parallel paths, a lot of stops and starts, and a lot of things going on simultaneously.
This initiative by Scarpa is super incredible, super important, because what it's attempting to do is reach out to historically marginalized populations. Can you tell us a bit about how you got involved with this project?
Yeah, I am transgender, and I came out in the summer of 2018, and I think for a long time I didn't think I would be accepted in the outdoors. Listening to a lot of people that I climbed with at trade shows, you know, different things within climbing in the outdoors, I heard a lot of horrible conversations, a lot of homophobic and transphobic comments, and then, you know, looking in the guidebooks and seeing a lot of the names, and at the time, there really weren't any out, even gay or lesbian climbers as an athlete or in leadership roles. So it was really hard to believe that I would be accepted in any way. And that, along with everything else with our society, with being trans, I got into a really dark place and was really suicidal for quite a while. And it took a long time to believe that I could be a part of this industry still.
Mm-hmm.
And since I came out, I made the decision to be very visible and be the person that I never saw. Like, I want people who are like me or queer or just don't feel like they see themselves in any way to be able to see something in me and support others who are doing the same thing to be more visible and show that we belong. This is an amazing sport. The outdoors is such a transformative space, and we all should have access to that. But unfortunately, you know, everyone says in the outdoors that nature is for everyone. The outdoors accepts everyone, but the outdoors are surrounded by people, and they're not so accepting. So this is one of many different things I'm trying to do to help change things.
And essentially what the program is meant to do is really, like you said, show people or allow people to get education and expertise about a sport that they love from someone that resonates with them, that they feel has something in common with them.
Yeah, definitely. And there are quite a few athletes that, you know, aren't from marginalized communities, but they have an expertise in that field that they can still be a great mentor for someone and help someone get to that next level to where that person, you know, can be that representation that we so desperately need.
Can you give us a little bit of an overview of the program at a high level?
There's been a small group of us working on this program since about June or so. And what we're trying to do, at least initially, is we asked many of the Scarpa team athletes if they would be willing to be a mentor and kind of did a survey of how much time they're able to give and put into it. And then we're doing a application process where folks from underrepresented communities can apply and, you know, they decide what their goals are, where they want to go with everything. And then we'll be pairing folks together with a mentor, and it's a year-long program. And Scarpa will also be providing shoes, boots, gear, any of the gear that Scarpa makes for the participants, and just try to help build leaders, athletes, visible role models for communities that haven't traditionally seen themselves.
Okay, so that's amazing. It's a fledgling program. It's amazing that you've only been working on it since June. And I'm just curious with like how it works. So I see that there will be a lot of communication digitally. People need access to a phone and things like that. Will you actually be going out and doing sports together?
That's going to depend. I mean, with coronavirus where it's at right now, you know, travel isn't necessarily easy. And then just being from an underrepresented community in the first place, you might not live in an area where you have easy access to climbing. Scarpa's athlete team is based all over the U.S. and Canada. And so our hope overall for the future is that we will have some events that might be like a week long where we bring everyone together and are able to do trainings and that. But for now, it'll most likely be online, but there is a potential that people can meet up in the future as long as things start getting a little better with the coronavirus vaccine and everyone feels safe and is able to travel or meet up locally.
Got it. It sounds fluid. It sounds like you're going to be prioritizing, you know, the best scenario for each individual relationship.
Yeah, we want to make sure it happens. And if we, you know, wait another year, there's so much that still can be done online. As far as goal setting and advice, I mean, people can record videos of themselves climbing and have their mentor review that, or, you know, Scarpa doesn't just have climbing athletes involved in this. There's skiers, downhill and ski-mill racing. There's trail running athletes, split boarders, and then every discipline of climbing. So there's a lot of ways that it can happen online and people can still get a lot from it.
Who's the right person to apply for this in terms of where they are in their athlete career?
I'd really say anyone who wants to improve. I mean, initially, this is a smaller group of athletes. We're starting out. Scarpa was very intentional in making sure that all the mentors have had a certain level of diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice training. Some of that is just general training. Some of that's within the LGBTQ community, with the adaptive community. We can't make it perfect. We can't take away any chance of someone saying or doing the wrong thing, but we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to try to prevent that. And so it's a smaller group right now, so it'll be a limited number of folks that get accepted in this first year. But I don't think there really is any limit on there. It's anyone who wants to try to do better. I think there's definitely, we're going to be looking for folks who are doing a lot to give back to their community. A lot of what we want to do with this is build leaders and visible role models. And I mean, some of that can be done just by being a very visible athlete. But I think initially we'll definitely be looking at what a person is giving back to their community.
So how could somebody really showcase that? Is there a way for an applicant to stand out? Are you looking for digital assets? What are you looking for?
Well, on the online application, there's a lot about your goal setting, what you've been doing, how you want to give back. And I would say just really talk about not just what you want to achieve in your own personal climbing, but how that relates to your community, how that helps your community, how that builds your community. You know, there's quite a few athletes who are AMGA guides, and becoming a guide and being able to do clinics for underrepresented communities, your own community, can be huge. I've been doing a lot of queer or LGBTQ specific ice climbing clinics lately. And it's amazing for me to see all these folks that I never thought I would see this. And for everyone else in the community to have someone visible and create a space where they can be themselves. They don't have to worry about how other people are going to react to them is super important. So talking about how you might be able to create that type of space, what you can do in your own climbing gym. Maybe it's a BIPOC climbing night or a trail running group, whatever it might be. Just showing that you also want to give back along with growing yourself.
I mean, it really sounds like this is meant to be ground zero for something that ripples through the industry in terms of embracing and creating communities of athletes in new places, including urban places, I'm assuming.
Definitely. And it's just, this is just one step. I mean, there's so many different approaches that need to be taken and are being taken by so many different folks right now. This is just one of many ways that change is being made.
Is there anything else, Nikki, that you'd like to add that I didn't prompt?
If you're questioning whether or not you should apply or whether or not you should belong, just apply anyway. It doesn't take that long to fill everything out. And I think a lot of us that come from underrepresented communities, you know, there's so much internalized issues from how we're treated by society that we often feel like we're not good enough, that we're not quite ready for this or that. And, you know, that needs to change. We're capable as anyone else. And so apply, like be a part of this. Like we need everyone out there to be seen.
Perfectly said. The application deadline is January 15th, which is a Friday. So still lots of time to get those applications in.
Yeah.
And if there are questions or if somebody maybe is still a little bit hesitant, the website is full of information. We'll put that in our show notes so you can click right on that. Nikki, where else can people go if they do have questions about the program?
You can take a look at who the different mentors are and send messages to them through their social media. I'm really excited to see all the folks apply and see what we can start with this.
Thank you so much, Nikki. If you are interested in joining Scarpa's mentorship initiative, head to our show notes and the link to apply will be right in there. There's also an FAQ with a ton of questions answered for you right off the bat. You can also send us an email and we can put you in touch with Nikki. Like Nikki said, if you're thinking about applying, you should. You belong in this space. So be brave and send in an application. And the worst that can happen is your life is totally transformed by a mentorship initiative. So let's go for it. Next week, we have an amazing guest. The CEO of Moose Jaw will be with us talking about their entrepreneurial accelerator program that we mentioned briefly in last week's episode. If you have questions for him, you can send those to us via basecampoutdoorgroup@gmail.com, also in our show notes. And the week after that, we will have Cotopaxi talking about a slew of positions that they opened up for 2021. So questions for either, please send us a note. Let us know if you have feedback. And make sure you're joining the Facebook group because a ton of freelance positions have popped up this week.